Welcome everyone to the Let's Talk program. I'm Logan Mance here with County Attorney Brenna Bird. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that's right.
How are you doing?
Oh, doing well today.
So we'll go over some of the new updates in the courtroom. What kind of are the new updates for the Guthrie County Courthouse? And can you give us a little explanation?
Sure. We've had some big changes to our courtroom lately that'll make it easier and better to hold jury trials. The state court system paid for most of it too, which is good. But we've got big TV monitors so that jurors can watch videos, and we've got a better sound system so it's easier for jurors to hear what a witness is saying. And that's really important because being able to hear testimony is an important part of jury duty and an important part of a trial.
How has it been going implementing that technology?
Well, we're just getting started with implementing it, and there's always a learning curve, but we are glad to have the technology, and it is working well. I mean, before we had like a microphone, but not one for everybody, and then we also had I call it a TV on a cart, and it always was a little hard for people to see that, and now the TVs are up higher, and there are two of them, and they're bigger. Oftentimes, our deputies and police officers will have body cameras on, and that would allow a juror to see for themselves just what happened or just what a defendant is on trial, what they said. They can kind of put themselves in the shoes of the deputy. So that evidence is really important. And also, since things tend to happen outside, you know, arrests or other things, there can be background noise or wind. And so being able to hear really well with the sound system, I think, is really helpful. You know, people don't always speak up when they're talking to an officer, especially if they're in trouble. And so that good video and that good sound quality, I think it will help jurors to see and hear all the evidence when we have a trial.
Yeah, that's always good to hear because you want to make it as evident as possible if someone is guilty or not. Who and what entities paid for the upgrades?
Yeah. So the court system got some funding to upgrade courtrooms. So the court system out of Des Moines paid for the TV and all the upgrades. There's quite a lot of technology behind the scenes as well. The county did have to pay for some things, some outlets and some other things that had to be moved in the courtroom, but it was a pretty affordable cost to the county. It wasn't much for us. I think the big ticket items the state court system paid for.
Sometimes you talk about just having one microphone, and that can kind of slow down proceedings. How will this kind of like speed up things when you're going through the court process?
Well, it really will speed up things. You know, whether it's a busy court day where people are pleading guilty or being arraigned, court reporters have to hear all that and type it into their machine so that there's a transcript. So sometimes if people can't hear, it stops the whole thing and people have to repeat it. We've also had jury trials where jurors were trying to carefully watch a video. And so on the old TV, there was a time, for example, when jurors couldn't see what they were trying to find in the video as well as they would like. So the judge allowed them to come out of the jury box to move their chairs closer to the TV so that they could see and hear better. And people are always free to do that. We want people to have access to all the evidence and be able to see and hear well. But I think the fact that these TVs are better, bigger, and the sound is better will just make it easier for people to fully evaluate all the evidence. And, you know, everybody hears in different ways too. And so if someone can't hear as well, it wouldn't be fair that they wouldn't have all the evidence. And so this really does help us have fair trials, more efficient trials, and hopefully make it a little bit easier on jurors too, as they're sitting in the jury box trying to watch a video so they don't have to crane their necks. It's up above, so it's much easier to see.
And with all the CDC guidelines, things and stuff they're doing, the court hearings with kind of the measures they're taking for COVID, are you guys still using those measures right now as we speak?
Yes. Yeah, so as the county attorney, I have to follow what the state court system tells us the rules are in the courtroom for COVID. It's not up to the county or not up to me. And their current rule is that if somebody's not vaccinated, they're supposed to wear a face mask. If they are vaccinated, they don't have to wear a face mask, but they can if they want to. And we are doing what we call jury selection, and that's where the big group comes in and the jury is picked out of that group. We are doing that back in the courtroom now. before we were across the street at the Baptist Church, and I do appreciate them making that available to the county so that we could have trials. Very important to keep the criminal justice system up and going. But we follow the rules they have there for COVID in the courtroom. I hope that at some point we will be done with that, but at this point, unvaccinated people, the court does require them to put on a face mask. It's on an honor system, but the court does require that. And they will have some other things that they require sometimes as well. You know, another question I get sometimes from people, and I have to be careful because I don't talk to jurors about cases. You know, that wouldn't be right, and I'm very careful about that. But sometimes you have somebody who's really worried about COVID or has a health condition or lives with somebody who has one. If someone writes that on the form, they return to the clerk's office, that goes to the judge, and the judge can move them to a later time to report for jury duty. So if that's a concern, someone can call the clerk's office and figure out how to do that. If they're called in for jury duty and feel that because of COVID they have an issue there, a judge can move them to a future year of jury service. It's up to the judge, not me. But I do get a lot of questions on the street about that, and I understand. You know, people think to ask me, but they just need to call the clerk of court and they'll help them through the process.
Now, a lot of stuff happened over COVID. People are just sticking with it. So some of the stuff you did during COVID, do you plan on sticking with that, even though, you know, the guidelines maybe have subsided? But like some of the technology, like Zoom or any stuff like that, are you guys planning on keeping that? Or?
Well, you know, the way I see things is I think doing things in person is very valuable. Of course, we do use Zoom or GoToMeeting, some of those video conferencing technologies, and I do participate in those when the court has those. But if I had a preference, it would be to do it in person, because I think that when people are breaking the law, appearing in person can really send them an important message. If somebody has a drug problem, for example, and are in trouble with drugs, I think sometimes appearing in court, I would hope that could be a moment where they decide to change their life and to do the work that it takes to be sober. I also always want to be sure that we have court in Guthrie County. There can be a temptation when we are next door to some big counties like Dallas or Polk. You know, the last thing I want is to have our Guthrie County court happening in some of the bigger counties. I think there's a reason we have counties. There's a reason we have a court system. And so as much as we can have court here in Guthrie County in person, that's something I'm supportive of, very supportive of. But I'll also say if a judge needs to have a hearing on the phone or on a video conferencing application, we are glad to do that too. We'll certainly do the work. But I think having in-person court here in Guthrie County, you know, in the courtroom that our taxpayers paid for and works very well, that's something we want to do here in this office.
And that was our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with County Attorney Brenna Bird. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.